The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara and this daf, the beginning of the daf says, to Omar Rav Huna Beis Yehoshua, like Rav Huna Beis Yehoshua said, Ashtachtinu Le'abonad Ve'yav Ve'yasi Ve'kamri. They found the Rabbanon Beyav that they were sitting and saying, Afilu the Mount Amar Shumah Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbanon Chala Da Yaiso, even according to the Mount Amar, that Shumo, nowadays, during, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, is only the Rabbanon because the Kedusha became Batil, Chala Da Yaiso, nevertheless, the Chiyuv of Chala remains as a Da Yaiso. Sharei, Shava Sham Shikivshu, Shava Sham Shikhoku, Nishaibu Bechala, Velay Nishaibu Bemaiser. These Rabbanon wanted to say that even those that say that nowadays, this man Hagolos, Truma is only the Rabbanon, since we lost the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is lost. Nevertheless, the Chiyuv of Chala would be the Yaisa, would be biblical, since although the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was lost for Truma Meiser, that's only for Truma Meiser, but the Chiyuv of Chala is not dependent on that Kedusha. The Chiyuv of Chala is dependent on another reason, another cause, and the proof to that is because just like the first 14 years they were in Eretz Yisrael, the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years of dividing, they were already Chayuv in Chala. The Torah says that the Chiyuv of Chala starts from when they even go into Eretz Yisrael without even before they conquer it and divide it. Whereas the Chiyuv of Trumas and Ma'aser only started once they had, once they conquered it and divided it, which was after 14 years. So just like those first 14 years, there was a Chiyuv of Chala biblically, and no Chiyuv of Trumas and Ma'aser at all. So too, just like then it was able to be a Chiyuv Chala more than the Chiyuv Trumas Ma'aser, so too today, Bizman HaGolus, it would be more of a Chiyuv Chala, it would be a biblical Chiyuv Chala without a Chiyuv Trumas Ma'aser. Svamina Luhu, and if Hunabay Yeshua said back to those Rabbanon, I say the opposite. I feel the Mount Omer, Trumas Bizman HaZadayayisol, even those that say that today the Chiyuv of Trumas and Ma'aser is biblical, Chala de Rabbanon, the Chiyuv of Chala is only going to be rabbinical. Why? The Tanya, Iba Bayachem, because we have a Braisa that says, if the Torah would only say that the Chiyuv, the obligation of Chala, is when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Yochem, Yishinichnesu, Lashnaim, Yishleishim, Me'aglim. I would think if two, three Jews go into Eretz Yisrael, there's already Chiyuv Chala, for example, two, three spies of Eretz of Yidden go into Eretz Yisrael, I would think there's already Chiyuv Chala. And that the Braisa tells us, since the Pasuk says, B'vayachem, since the Torah says, when you go in, plural, B'vias Kulchem Amarati, we need, the Torah only obligates us in the obligation of Chala, when the entire Klal Yisrael goes in, V'loy B'vias Miktaschem, and that's when a minority, only a portion of the Jews go into Eretz Yisrael. V'chiaskinu Ezra le'kulu soluk. And the second Beis HaMikdosh, when Ezra took the Yidden up to build the second Beis HaMikdosh, not all the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, most of the Yidden, most of the Jews remained in Babel. And therefore, there was no kiyum of Bias Kulchem. We didn't have the majority of the Yidden of the Jews went to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, ever since Churban Bayis Rishon, we never had the Chiyuv Chala biblically. So, it comes out from this Gemara that Rav Huna Beis Yehoshua says that certainly the Chiyuv Chala nowadays is only rabbinical, not biblical, since we don't have Bias Kulchem, since the only time we had that most of the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael was by Bayis Rishon, was when they went in by the times of Yehoshua, and that was lost by Churban Bayis Rishon, and then when we, and even when we had Binyan Bayis Sheni, even when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, and Ezra took the Yidden up to Eretz Yisrael, even then, since the majority of the Yidden never went there, so we never got this obligation back. Rishonim ask a question that we know a similar halacha, just like there's a halacha here of challah. Challah is only obligatory when most Yidden go into Eretz Yisrael. Similar to this, there's a halacha that Yoyzeil only applies when Yoyshveho Aleho, when we have the Yidden, most of the Yidden, they are living in Eretz Yisrael. Yadenu Tam says, despite that that is the halacha, the Yoyzeil is only when Yoyshveho Aleho, nevertheless, they did have Yoyzeil during the Hisheni, since there was a little bit of every shaving. So ask Rishonim, if that's the case, or why, according to Avinu Tam, wouldn't there be a chiyuv of challah during Daya Sheni, since a little bit of every shevet went to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra, even though Roiv did not go to Eretz Yisrael, but part of every shevet. So just like there was a chiyuv of Yoyzeil, let there be a chiyuv of challah. And that the Rishonim say that the chiyuv of challah is different than the chiyuv of Yoyzeil. Yoyzeil is a drasha of Yoyshveho Aleho, for that it's sufficient to have part of every shevet. And that was Niskayim in Vayesheni. Whereas, Bias Kulchem, this other halacha for Chala, we need actual majority of Klal Yisrael to go up, which we didn't have at the time of Vayesheni, when Ezra brought the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. The Sofnes Paneach says an interesting halacha, that even though, according to this Gemara, that during the Bayis Sheni and on, really after the Chorban Bayis Yushin and on, since we're lacking Bias Kulchem, there's no Chiyuv Chala Doraisa. But he says, interesting halacha, that once somebody is Mafresh Chala, the Chala is Chal, and it's Chal even Doraisa. Even on a biblical level, the Chala is Chal, and one would have to be knowing with it, Dinei Chala, mid Doraisa. Now, we had mentioned in the Sugya of Machlokes, if Chala, Bizman is there, Zayraisa, or there Habonon. The Halacha is, many Rishonim say that the Halacha is that Chala is only there Habonon. Hazoi Paskins, the Rambam, in Perek Beis from Hilchos Bikur Malacha Beis, and the Ravid of Azir, as the way the Rai Radvaz explains, it agrees to the Rambam. And so says the Smag, and the Chinuch, and the Orzarua, and the Rashba in Pitzkei Chala, and the Ritva in Ksubis, and the Meiri in Chala. They all say that the halacha is that the Chala Bisman Hazeh is only the Rabbon. Chala Bisman Hazeh is only the Rabbon. Which would seem like we have the Maskon of Aratugia, the Chala Bisman Hazeh is only the Rabbon. Since we don't have Bias Kulchem. However, the Sefer Mikdash Me'at brings down the word, says that the Ramban in Parashas Emor, Vayikra Chofei Zayin, seems to be mashma that Bizman Hazeh Chal is Doraisa. The Tor as well brings down that there is one such opinion, that Ashpat says like that in the name of the Yesh Haimrim. And although I mentioned that the Ramban in Yad HaChazakah paskins that Chal Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Perek Daled Mishnah Ches, it seems that he's saying that it's the Raisa. Be that as it may, so it comes out that they are majority of the Rishonim are that Chal Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. There are some opinions, minority of Rishonim, that say that the Chiyuv Chala Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the Simishin Chav Beis, that the Chiyuv Chala is only the Rabbanon. Now, what's interesting is we know that the Chiyuv Chala is only the Rabbanon. So what happens with the Chiyuv of, what happens when it's a Sofik? What happens if it's a Sofik? So the Shulchan Aruch has a halacha like this. Shulchan Aruch says that if a goy made challah, so it's not chayim and challah. He makes dough and breaks it, and this, it's not chayim and challah. If he became a geir, and then he made his dough, and he made his bread, and he made everything, then it is chayim and challah. What about if it's a sofik? So the Shulchan Aruch says, it depends. Well, if he says, if it's an Eretz Yisrael, your challah is the yaiso. So then we have to be machmir misafik. If it's in chutz la'aretz, if it's a safik, so Shulchan Aruch says he's chayav. If it's a safik, so Shulchan Aruch is going that if it's a safik, it's chayav and challah. So the Taz says in the name of the Marshal, so that we say if it's a safik, it's chayav and challah, is because he's only talking about challah of Eretz Yisrael, because challah of Eretz Yisrael is a dayaisa, the challah of chutz la'aretz, which is the Rabbanon. So it's like every safik the Rabbanon that we go lekula. So the Shach says that the Taz is differentiation between, in the name of the Mashal, between the Chal of Eretz Yisrael and the Chal of Chutz La'aretz, that's not really so nogea. Nowadays, that all Chal, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only the Rabbanon, so the Safik, if it's a Safik, if it was made into Chal, if he got a Chi of Chal when he was a Gir or when he was a Yid, even if it's in Eretz Yisrael, we know Chalas. Challah nowadays, Bizman Azeh, is only the Rabbanon, even in Eretz Yisrael. So even over there, we will go Lekula. So the question is, so the Shach is very good, and the Shach says in another place as well, that wherever we have a Safik in Challah, since Challah Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon, we go Lekula. The problem is, these other Achroinim, they seem to be saying that, the way the Taz seems to be saying, and the Mashal, is that even today, if it's a Safik, but it's Chal and Eretz Yisrael, we'll go to Chumrah. We're going to be stringent. Now, why should we be stringent if Chal, like we said, is only the Rabbanon? And we have a general rule that Safik, the Rabbanon, the Kula. So the Yad Avram, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, says like this. He says, even though Chal is only the Rabbanon, but there's a Mishnah Lamelech that says that we're machmer, we are stringent when it comes to Safik of Truma Bizman Azeh. It says the Yad Avram, we could say that we could generalize that to Challah as well. But just like a Safik of Truma, even though it's only the Rabbanon Bizman Azeh, we are machmer. So to a Safik of Challah, even though it's only the Rabbanon Bizman Azeh, we're machmer. So he says, why should we take be machmer? Why? So you'll say Chal is like Truma, but Truma itself, so both Chal and Truma. Let's ask, why are we machmed by both of them on a Sofik? So he says like this, the Mishnah Lamelech says that even though Shemitah Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanon, and if it would be the Rabbanon or Tanai, Shalei Tashmitanu Shvius would work, but since this Dirabonon is Ikrei Dairaisa, since the source of it is Dairaisa, we're machmed as if it's a Dairaisa. So he says like this, he says a few svaras together. First of all, the Ikra is Dairaisa. The Ikra of this Issa Dirabonon, the source of this Issa Dirabonon is a Dairaisa Dika Issa. It's a biblical prohibition which it's only, and he says, second of all, it's only time. It's only what made it be a Dirabbanan was only the difference of time. It's only because it's a different period of history. So when it's only a change of history, then it's really Dairaisa. The Isra is a Dairaisa. It's a biblical prohibition. It's only a change of the period of time. So then Chazal said that we're going to be Machmer on the Sofik. They said that they're going to strengthen their rabbinical prohibition to make it be as strong as if it's a Dairaisa. And he adds one more thing, because we say Meheir Yibane Beis HaMikdash, we're scared, we're hopeful that the Beis HaMikdash will be built speedily in our days, and if people will be so used to it that it's the Rabbanon and be Megal and a Safik, they may come to be Megal like that when it will turn into a Dairaisa overnight. One day Beze Hashem will turn into a Dairaisa, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and will turn into a Dairaisa. So therefore, the Rabbanim were machmer on this Sofik. We find similar things. There's the Sefer Chalas Lechem that says there's a choymer, there's a stringency in Chalas more than you swear the Rabbanim because it's like Divrei Kabbalah. You have to understand what that means. There's a Beis Halevi, Simin Aleph Aleph Vov, Beis Beis says these types of things. So in any case, we find that there is a stringency despite the fact that the Iker Halacha is a Chala, is Manazeh, is the Raisa, is there a Chala, is the Rabbon, and the Shach based on that said that because of that we can be Mekel and a Safik of Chala, and it seems that all Sfeikas of Chala, just like all Sfeikas of the Rabbonon, we can be Mekel and Safik of Chala, is Manazeh. Nevertheless, there's achronim that say we have to be machmir and safik of chala even with manazeh, since we the chazal gave it a chomer, since it's ikar d'raisa and it's only tali on the period of time, and also that we're hopeful that we'll have the chiv of chala d'raisa back again.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.